Please stand clear of the doors.
Hey guys, on the monorail. I can see a bunch of lines from here.
How long would you wait for Peter Pan? Because I would wait nothing.
How long would you wait for pirates?
How long would you wait for my wife's lasagna?
So, I mean, we haven't tasted it yet, so I don't know how long I would wait. If it was like better than Paolo lasagna, I would wait a long time.
I also can't wait for people to hear that get cleared up.
Wife's lasagna? Be like, whoa. Who's Steve, and why is his wife making lasagna?
That's a wait for the whole episode. Welcome to episode 179 of the Diz His podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Alex.
I'm Chris.
Today we will be giving the his on Wait Times game show. So we're not giving history today. We are actually going to be playing a game show. And I found a really cool website where it finds like the average wait times of Disney attractions, right?
You mean the Disney app?
No. Well, no, this is even better, man. This goes deep into data, right? And I'm a data guy, like, you know, I'm a teacher, and I love to look at data of students and where students are at, and I can go ahead and kind of see which student needs help where, right? Yes. Like, I can say, oh, this person needs help with like multiplication, this student needs help with like addition.
Yeah.
So this data is like crazy, and I'm gonna talk about the website here in a little bit, but before we get to that, right now we are recording live for our Goof Troop members. If you want to watch us live once a week, sign up for our Goof Troop. All you gotta do is go to dizhis.com and you find the link at the very top, as well as seeing our faces. You'll be entered into our lovely giveaways. Last week, we gave away a wax melt. Chris, before the show started, was talking about giving away these cool cards that he has, like these Star Wars cards.
So cool.
We're always giving away stuff. So if you want to go ahead and join the Goof Troop and kind of get in on those giveaways, let's go to our website at dizhis.com. You can join for as like low as $2 a month.
Hey, before we go on, Joe, we do have to talk about this. So on Friday, I did a surprise giveaway for our Patreon members.
And I saw that.
Yeah, so I had this, I bought a game at GameStop. It was a Funko Pop card game. I think it was Marvel themed. And I was feeling a little spicy. So I was like, hey guys, free giveaway, spicy. Random giveaway. At I think I, you know, cut off 3 o'clock cutoff time. So whoever liked the Mickey emoji got entered in the thing. But what I wanted to talk about was, first of all, join our Patreon to get cool surprise giveaways like that. But second of all, how'd you guys like that monster race?
That thing was awesome.
To determine. So on the Whatnot streams that I've been on, there's these things called duck races. And it's like a, you know, random spin wheel because it's just all random, but you assign each person to a duck. So since it was Halloween weekend, I found the monster race and it was so fun. And I didn't put in the chat who won or anything. I made everyone watch it because it was really cool. The funniest part about it was there were six contestants, and everybody knows Steve always wins the spin wheel.
Yes.
Well, for the whole race, Steve was in last place. And in the last 7 seconds, Steve's monster came gunning up from the back. And if there were like three more seconds, like I did a 30-second race. If there was 5 more seconds, he would have won. Steve went from sixth place to second place in the matter of seconds, but he did not win. But it was really funny to see. I didn't realize he was so close until at the end it said he came in second. I was like, oh man, that would have been so bad if I picked like 40 seconds on this.
That would have been funny.
But it was a lot of fun. I can't wait to do more of those.
Yeah, that's for sure. Awesome.
It's 2022. People don't talk on the phone much anymore. But guess what? If you want to talk on the phone, here's an excuse. Leave us a message. Leave us a memory. Leave us an opinion. Leave us anything except for political campaign ads. We don't want those. Call us at 707-842-0345 and do any of those things I just listed above or anything else. Just leave us something. Please. We're dying.
Hey, and if you want to email us, because, you know, it's 2022, almost 2023. You can email us at dizhishistory@gmail.com. You can send us some information like maybe future ideas for episodes, maybe things we missed out on past episodes. Maybe you want to send me information about yourself and just say, hey, Alex, how's it going? I had an egg salad sandwich for lunch. What did you have for lunch? You know, no one asks me what I had for lunch. So you can email
us. One time someone shared their lunch with you, though.
They did. No, not physically, but like, yeah, they sent me their information. And so you can email us at dizhishistory@gmail.com. I check it once in a while.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play this game show. All right, we're going to go ahead and play this game show. And we're going to be talking about the average wait times. We're just going to do one park. We're not going to do all the parks. We're just going to talk about one of the parks, right? We're going to be talking about Magic Kingdom. and the wait times for today, the average wait times for today. Not only are we going to talk about those wait times, we're going to talk about the queues. Maybe talk about, like, what are some of the favorite queues? Like, this is your favorite. Is this queue? What do you think about this queue, right?
Like social queues?
No. Like the queues, and you can go through like the wait, the lines.
Like a meat queue?
Yeah, like a meat, like a meat, like a mute queue.
Oh, about, like a pool queue?
Well, yeah. So let me go ahead and I'm going to write down, right? And I want you guys to give me the average wait time of, well, this is like a practice. We're going to do Peter Pan's flight.
Oh my gosh.
What was the average wait time for Peter Pan's flight today? We're going to start with Chris, and the winner, the loser goes first next time, okay? What was the average wait time? And our Patreons right now, they are in our Discord chat. So if you guys want to go ahead and join in, you guys can go ahead and join in chat, okay?
Is it without going over, or is it closest to the pin?
It's going to be closest to the pin. Peter Pan's flight.
Peter Piper's Pan's flight, 70 minutes.
Peter Piper. Okay, what do you think, Alex?
I'm going to say 90.
Chris is right on the money.
On the money? Exactly? 70?
It's 70 minutes. Are you looking?
No, I'm really good at just guessing numbers.
Okay. Well, quick.
What number are you thinking about right now between 1 and 10, Chris?
7.
Oh, my God. It was 7.
See?
70 minutes. I think that's about right. I feel like that. Usually when what you is go right? to like Magic that's Kingdom. About right. Well, I guess.
Don't you have the answer right. in front of you?
The answer is in front of me. The answer is in front of me. But I feel like this is like for today.
Right. You're saying like today. On average, you think every time you've seen it, it's around 70.
100%. It's really? On 70.
I thought it was right? nine hour and a half.
I don't even know why. It's not even that great of a ride.
It's not good at all.
It's very nostalgic.
No, it is good. It's a good ride. And the queue for this one is really good.
Bulldoze it?
This is probably one of my favorite queues at Magic Kingdom. Like when you're walking through it and you're walking through the bedrooms and there's so many like interactive pieces to it where like Tinkerbell's kind of flying all around the room. It's a really cool queue. Have you guys been to this queue?
Yes, I've been through it once in the past 5 years.
And what did you think?
I thought it was, not worth the wait.
Oh, well, I don't listen to what you have to say because, like, you don't even like Flight of Passage.
That's true.
But this, that's true. But this ride.
I like the queue.
You been through this one?
I have.
Are you for
real? If you asked me, I could have told you, but.
But are you for real right now? Did you really?
No, yeah, I did it. I in 2017 I did this ride, and I remember the shadow thing.
The shadow thing.
Oh,
Where you could ring the bells. I think it's bells, okay. Right?
Yeah, the bells for sure.
No, I'm dead serious. There's something you do this, and it rings the bell, and then Tinkerbell flies around the room. Do you feel a little creepy walking through those children's room? It's just. Not,
see, Steve is in chat right now, and he is saying, "Do you know how many things Joe said were his favorite this weekend?" We'll talk more about that later.
Steve, keep it for the episode.
Yeah, let's talk about Space Mountain. Come on, man. Space Mountain, guys.
Space Mountain. Ooh, I like Space Mountain.
Alex, you lost. You go first this time.
90 minutes.
No, way too high.
Okay, what do you think?
Today, Chris? It's a Wednesday in November. 45 minutes.
Chris won in this one too. It's at 60 minutes. So Chris won Space Mountain. Let's see what people are saying.
That was a close one, though. That was a close one.
I was
going to say 60, but I thought that was a little long.
So, okay, here's another question I have for you guys. And Space Mountain has a pretty cool queue. I'm going to go back to Peter Pan's flight for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
What's the max you would wait for Peter Pan's flight? What's the max you guys would wait?
10 minutes.
90 minutes.
You would wait 90 minutes, Chris? Are you for real?
Yeah, it's one of the it's one of those like nostalgic rides for me. I don't go to the parks a lot. I only go there once every few years. So yeah, I have waited that long. I don't think it's a waste of time. I think it's a great ride.
It is a great ride.
Yeah, I think it's a really good ride. I love dark rides. So that's my ideal day at Disney is doing corny dark rides. I think those are the best.
And that's fine. You know something? It's really interesting because Chris went when he was younger. Alex, you didn't go when you were younger.
Correct.
Right. So Chris kind of has that nostalgia type of, going to Disney when he was a kid. You went when you were older. So you have like more, your nostalgia is more of the older rides, like more intense rides, the faster rides.
The good ones.
As Chris, well, I mean, that's your opinion, right?
The thrill rides.
I mean, if you like something because it's good versus because I did it once in my life, I think it's better than, I think liking something because it's actually good versus liking something because I used to ride it when I was a child.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk. That's like for a different episode. Yes. The longest I would wait for this will be like 60 minutes, I think. I would wait like an hour for this. Yeah. And for Space Mountain, what's the most that you would wait, Chris, for Space Mountain?
Probably an hour.
An hour. How about you, Alex?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half? You would wait an hour and a half for Space Mountain? I would wait an hour for Space Mountain also.
Space Mountain's not my favorite ride.
And this is going to go ahead and be very interesting. Mine Train.
Mine Train.
What's that? Yeah. Okay. What was the average wait for today for Mine Train?
Am I still going first because I'm losing?
Yes, you lost last one.
Okay, so if Space Mountain was 45, or no, 60, Mine Train is usually a little more busier than Space Mountain because I feel like the line doesn't move as fast for some reason. So I'm going to go with 75.
Ooh, well, my guess was actually 80.
So say 80,
stick with 80?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 80.
Alex won this one. It was 60 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's really low.
And Mine Train is it's a fun ride. It's not very long, right?
Yeah.
It's not very long of the ride's not very long. Yeah. But it is a shorter of a wait than Peter Pan's Flight. Peter Pan's Flight had a longer average wait time than Mine Train, which is crazy, right?
You know You know what about that though? I wonder if Peter Pan's Flight is always so long of a ride line because first of all, more people can do it because like older people can do that. 100%. But I wonder, we'll have to get the metrics on this. How many people can ride Peter Pan's Flight in an hour compared to, say, Mine Train? You know what I mean?
I feel like they both are very similar in the how long the rides are. Like for like Mine Train, I feel like there's a very similar time for how long it takes you to get through the ride. But I think Mine Train will go ahead and actually fit more people, right? Because Peter Pan, you got like 4 or 5 people that can fit in one of those little carts. Mine Train, you can fit a whole bunch. But it's probably quicker to load also, Peter Pan, but... That's a good point, Chris.
Not if it's a wheelchair.
What do you mean?
So, a lot of people are going to go on Peter Pan's Flight, and that ride can stop for people to get on and off, like if it's a wheelchair or something. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So that would stop the ride because, you're not going to get someone in a wheelchair to ride Mine Train, most likely. Yeah. But you would for Peter Pan's Flight.
Yeah, that's true, too. I didn't really think about that.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and do another. Do we talk about what's the most you would wait for this ride? What's the longest you would wait?
Chris. Mine Train.
Me, Mine probably Train. Pretty long because I've never been on it.
Okay, how about you, Alex?
Hour and a half. No.
Hour and a half, really?
No, an hour. An hour.
I think I would wait an hour. That's pretty much like my limit is an hour, except for Flight of Passage. But we'll talk more about that when we get to Flight of Passage. Okay, Winnie the Pooh. We're going to go with Chris this time because Chris lost the last one.
15 minutes.
Winnie the Pooh, it's like a show, right? Oh, no, it's a ride. Is it a ride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a ride.
It's like Peter Pan's Flight, right? In like a slow, dark moving, dark ride?
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
So I'm going to say, what'd you say, Chris?
15.
I'm going to say 40.
What'd you say, Alex?
40.
40? You would wait 40 minutes because you have kids probably, huh?
I wouldn't want to wait 40 minutes, but I would have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 40. The max, the average wait time is 55 minutes.
Oh,
wow.
I'm too.
I've never seen it that long.
It's usually pretty long when I go.
Really?
Yeah. And I think it's because the same thing. It's kind of like there's a lot of kids, right? So they're going to go ahead and want to, they're going to want to ride that ride.
Mm-hmm.
I love that ride.
It's a pretty good ride.
I can't say I've ever been on it. Honestly, I can't picture it in my head right now.
No, it's kind of like you're hopping through like the Elephants and Woozles and stuff like that. Like like your Tigger, right? And you're hopping through.
That's not how the ride is at all. There's one There's one scene with Tigger where you go up and down a little bit.
Is there a giant
ride?
Yeah,
very much just a dark ride.
Is there a giant book? I think that'll be this. Is there a giant book at the end with pages?
Yes, there is.
Okay. So yes.
In the beginning too.
Okay.
The one in California is cooler though because it's trackless. And
Yeah,
when you go into that Huffalump room, it's everyone kind of goes in and out and everything. That's pretty cool.
It is kind of cool when they have that trackless those attractions. What's the max time you would wait on for this, Alex?
Negative 10 minutes.
Okay, how about you, Chris?
Probably 40 minutes. Emily's favorite Disney character is Winnie the Pooh, so.
So you have to. Okay, I would say I would wait probably 20 minutes for this ride, 25 minutes for this ride. Okay, let's go to the next one. Ooh, wow, Jungle Cruise. Chris, you get to go first.
Ooh, 65.
Alex?
Now, I think the wait time should be longer of this, but actually because I don't think it's really ever that crowded, and a lot of people can go on each boat, so I'm going to say 40.
The winner, the average wait time was 55. So Chris won this one.
I've never been on Jungle Cruise.
Oh man, such a good ride. You definitely need to go on it.
It's
a good ride. Yeah, I know. But you definitely need to go on it next time you go. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that'll be number one on my list. That and Mine Train.
This one is this one's usually about 55 minutes too, I would say. I know it's like the average wait time for today, mm-hmm. right? But this one's usually, I would say, over an hour. This one's pretty popular. You said this one's not usually popular, Alex?
Well, I said the wait time usually isn't very long.
This one's usually pretty long, I think. This is one of those that, like, before, like, you know.
I don't feel like I'm waiting there very long when I'm waiting for it.
No? Mm-mm. What's the max you would wait for this ride, Alex?
An hour.
How about you, Chris?
Again, pretty long, considering I've never been on it. So this is definitely one where I'd bite the bullet just so I could ride it.
You need to, for sure. I would wait max 60 minutes for this ride, an hour. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This is another good ride, Haunted Mansion.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Alex, you get to go first.
Haunted Mansion. I'm just going to say 60.
Okay, what do you say, Chris?
40.
And the answer is going to be 55 minutes for Haunted Mansion.
Wow.
This one.
Let's go.
This is another really good ride, a good classic ride.
Yes.
This is my favorite ride.
This one has a really cool queue also. This is probably, next to Peter Pan, I would say this is probably my second favorite at Magic Kingdom, is going to be Haunted Mansion. So, okay, well, and what's the max you would wait for this ride, Chris?
Long. This is my favorite ride in probably all of the parks. So, really? I'd wait a long time to ride this.
Okay, like what, say long, 2 hours?
I'd say 90 minutes at least.
90 minutes, okay. Yeah, how about you, Alex?
I was going to say 90 minutes.
Okay, I would wait an hour for this ride. 90 minutes is a long time, guys. Okay, so
just copy and paste your answers every time. Just it's an hour every single ride.
Well, if it's like a good ride that I really want to ride, it's going to go ahead and be an hour, right? If it's a ride that I don't want to ride, it's going to be like 30 minutes. I would wait for it, right? But for like Haunted Mansion, I would wait. 90 minutes is an hour and a half.
I could do math.
That's a super long wait.
But
that's a super long wait, man.
But I'm not an annual pass holder. I can't just go there and, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have to wait if I want to ride it. For the first, you know, every 3 years or 4 years.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do Big Thunder. Chris, you're going to go first.
I don't think I've ever been on Big Thunder Mountain either.
Oh, man, it's a good ride.
Yeah. Big Thunder Mountain, because you know what? I thought I was in line for Big Thunder Mountain on senior trip, but it was that dumb, goofy ride.
The Barnstormer?
The Barnstormer, yeah. I was like, this does not seem like this just seems like a kid roller coaster.
It's like on a totally different area of the park.
Dude, I don't. It was
and
my
it
first
says
time here in like 10 years.
Like it says Barnstormer.
I don't know. I saw a roller coaster and I thought it was.
Hey, at least it lets you ride.
Sure.
He did measure me. So, Big Thunder Mountain. I'm gonna say 25 minutes.
Okay. What do you think, Alex?
50.
Alex won this one. 55 minutes.
Wow.
What's the max you would wait for this, Chris? Probably pretty long. If you haven't been on it, right?
Yeah, it's another one where I, you know, probably pretty long. And if I had kidney stones, even longer.
Even longer.
Yeah, because if you listen to our episodes, like what episode, like two,
yeah,
three,
early on.
If you have kidney stones, this is a ride that's kind of, you know, can kind of get help you with that. How about you, Alex?
I think an hour.
An hour. I would wait an hour for this ride too. This is one of those rides I like, and I'm going to wait an hour for. Okay, let's go ahead and do. And this has a pretty cool queue also. It has like the little canaries in it, and it's a lot of fun. There's some interactive pieces to it. I kind of like how Disney's kind of put the interactive pieces to
love interactive
in some of these attractions. Yeah. Okay, let's go Splash Mountain. Splash.
Oh, man.
Splash Mountain, baby.
We're going to... Chris, you go first.
I'm going to say an hour.
An hour? Okay, what about you, Alex?
Splash Mountain, it's a great ride, but because of its nature, not a lot of people are riding it. It's usually not as long as other rides. I mean, the longest... I feel like you take forever just to walk to where the line is. So I'm going to say 40 minutes.
Okay, and Alex won. Hold on, Chris. You said six. You said an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris won this one. It's gonna be 50 minutes for Splash Mountain.
So
50 minutes.
Did I say 40?
50 minutes. Yeah.
I won, Alex. Don't worry about it.
Why would you win? He was over.
Yeah.
No, don't ask questions.
We'll say this is a tie. This is a tie for you guys.
How about Joe? You pick a number between 1 and 10, and then we'll. Then
no, I'm not gonna do that. But you're gonna. I'm gonna ask you though. What's the max you'd wait for this ride, Alex?
Hour and a half.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm going to say 2 hours for this one because I don't know if I'll be able to ride it ever again.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I hear you. Okay, cool. We're going to change things up just a little bit here, guys. Ooh. What is the wait time to get into the park?
Does that include waiting to get on the monorail?
No, I think it's like...
just to get through the guest services when you first...
It's probably from... We'll say it's from the monorail to the park. We're going to go with, because that was a tie, I'm going to go with the last person. Chris, you get to go first.
5 minutes.
From the monorail, man. The monorail.
I don't know where that is. I've never taken the monorail. Is that far away?
Yeah, it's kind of far away.
Where do you even get on the monorail?
At the Magic Kingdom parking area.
The tickets and transportation.
I have no idea what that means.
So you park at the Magic Kingdom parking area, and you have to take the monorail or the boat to Magic Kingdom.
I'll say 15 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead, Alex. That was a little better.
30.
Alex won this one 32 minutes.
32 minutes? I could probably swim there faster.
I don't think you can. There's a lot of people, man.
Here's a trick. People trying to always take the boat.
No, that's not the trick. Sometimes the monorail doesn't have long of a wait. And every once in a while, you'll hit the jackpot and the buses will be open. And there's like no one on the buses. And the buses take you to like right to the front.
That's what I do. I always take the buses because I usually stay on property. But it's the best. The buses are awesome. Nice and air conditioned. Yeah. The value resorts, Alex. Okay. It's the value resorts.
Okay, guys, listen to this. I'm guessing, these wait times.
Yes.
These wait times, Magic Kingdom was not busy today.
Yeah.
Think about this for a second.
That's why
I thought they're under an hour, you know, for an average wait. Buzz Lightyear. What is the average wait time for Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger?
That line is always long.
I know, man. It's stupid.
Who goes first?
Let me see. Chris goes first.
30 minutes.
No.
Alex?
60.
20 minutes.
Okay.
That is ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Because that line is usually like super long. Okay, let's do another. Oh, what's the max you wait for that one, Chris?
Like half hour.
How about you?
Not even, Alex? Probably.
5 minutes?
I would wait 30 minutes for that ride. It's a pretty good ride. It's fun.
I could probably play the same game on my computer.
But listen, man, it probably takes like 10 minutes just to get through the queue if there was no line. So really,
so I
want to
walk on.
That's a pretty bad ride.
That's a terrible ride.
It's not a bad ride.
It's pretty bad.
Okay, Small World. We're going to go with Alex first.
Small World is always very busy, and it's but the line moves relatively quickly because the boats are constantly moving in and out. So I'm going to say 40 minutes.
Okay, how about you, Chris?
30.
Chris won this one. 20 minute wait.
Wow. Really? 20 minutes? Small World.
Yeah, today was not a busy day at Magic Kingdom. What's the max you would wait for this ride, Chris?
I wouldn't.
What's the max? Walk on? You wouldn't even go on it?
If it was a walk on, I would consider it. I would turn to Emily and say, do you really want to ride this? And if she says yes, we walk on. But if it was a 5 minute wait, I'd pretend I didn't even see that the entrance of the ride was there.
Okay. How about you, Alex?
Same. I would tell if my kids are like, can we ride this? I'd be like, hey, do you guys want some candy? So but yeah, same, a walk on. So like it takes 5 minutes to walk through the queue, so 5 minutes.
Okay. I love this ride. I like this ride a lot. This is one of those rides where I went to when I was younger and it brings back a lot of nostalgia. So I would probably wait a max of 30 minutes for this ride. Okay, Astro Orbiter. Alex, you get to go first.
Astro Orbiter.
Yep.
It's pretty quick. It's probably like ten minutes.
Okay. What do you think, Chris?
Say 20.
Chris won this one. It is going to be 45 minutes.
What?
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
45 minutes?
I got to take that little elevator.
It's pretty cool. That's almost as cool as the ride itself.
I've never ridden it.
Me either. No, I haven't either.
Yes, okay, it is the scariest ride in Magic Kingdom. I agree.
Okay, let's pick it up. Let's do Pirates.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
What was the average wait for November 2nd, 2022 for Pirates of the Caribbean? And we are going to go with Alex first.
Man, I've been so off lately, but I'm gonna stick with 40.
Okay, what do you think, Chris?
60.
Alex wins at 25.
Wow,
today
what?
25?
You might say, why is this important? Because guess what? I don't know about you, but next year, if I'm planning a trip to Disney, this is a day that I would probably go to Disney. You gotta think about it, okay? Today's November 2nd. It's a school day. Not only is it a school day, though, it's right after the Halloween event. And I don't think the Halloween event's going on anymore.
Right. No, it closes at its end. Yeah.
Yeah. So if the Halloween event is not going on anymore, this is probably like people are not going to be going to the parks.
Yeah.
So this is probably a good time right to about before Thanksgiving. You might say, well, you know, why is this important? Well, if you're listening to the show, like I said, I don't know about you guys, but I would plan a trip for November 2nd next year.
The week of November 2nd.
Probably not going to be busy at all.
For sure. Because like you said, it's just after Halloween, so people are going to go for the Halloween festivities, and then people are going to wait for Christmas. You know, no one cares about Thanksgiving, so they're going to wait for Christmas. And like you said, Christmas starts happening and the end of Thanksgiving. So the first 2 weeks of Thanksgiving is a good time party. Hit Disney for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's go ahead and do Barnstormer, guys.
Oh, Barnstormer. Big Thunder Mountain?
Big Thunder Mountain for Chris. Barnstormer, what's the beat away for Barnstormer? We're going to do Chris first.
25.
Alex?
That's how long I waited for it.
Yeah, 25 sounds about right, and this is a slow day, so I'm going to say 10.
Alex wins. It's going to be 15 minutes. And this queue is pretty good. Want to know why?
No. Why?
Because they're building
Tron.
Tron's like right next to it, so you can see Tron, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice. Probably the best part about the ride is being able to see Tron from the queue.
The ride's fun. It's a good ride.
I enjoy the ride.
What's the max you would wait for this ride, Chris?
I wouldn't even consider riding this ride.
No? Why not?
Because, again, I go to Disney every few years, so I'm not going to waste my time on Barnstormer.
He has to ride Peter Pan's Flight instead.
Exactly. Listen. Barnstormer is just a roller coaster, and you go through a sign. Peter Pan's Flight, you're flying over. The best payoff, so the payoff for Peter Pan's Flight is when you're flying over the city.
I guess you can call it that.
It is cool. I feel like Barnstormer's more fun of a ride, though, overall.
Yeah.
I would wait 30 minutes for this ride. How about you, Alex?
90 minutes. No, I'd probably wait 15.
15 minutes? Okay. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to move on to other parts of the episode. But we're going to do the Speedway.
Oh, gosh.
This is going to be surprising. We'll go with Chris first.
I don't even walk near this ride.
Yeah.
It smells.
I'm going to say 20 minutes.
Okay, what do you think, Alex?
Well, I was with Chris in 20 minutes, but he said it's going to be surprising, so I'm going to say 45.
No, Chris won. It's going to be 15 minutes.
Why'd you say it's going to be surprising?
Well, because I feel like Speedway's usually at least an hour wait.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah, for sure. It usually takes a long time to get through it. I would wait an hour for this ride.
Oh, my gosh.
Pete, this is one of the... Chris, you're like, this is one of those rides when I was younger was a cool ride.
Yeah. Now you know what? It's aged 35 years.
Yeah, you know what it is? More than. Like, when somebody asked me if I want to go, like, drive go-karts, like, no, because I have a car. As soon as I got my license,
indoor go-kart looks pretty awesome.
The indoor go-karts are cool, but I don't want the ones with the no power steering. I'm not doing that. And you go 5 miles per... No. So, Speedway, no. First of all,
that thing needs to get destroyed.
Yes.
Needs to get bulldozed.
Or needs to be updated.
It's part of the reason why the ozone layer has a huge hole in it.
It's because of the racetrack? The
Speedway.
Disney?
Well, I don't know. It smells pretty good over there.
Chris, Steve is funny in chat. We'll do a couple more. Little Mermaid ride. What's the wait for that? We're going to do it with Alex first.
Oh, I'm a big fan of this one because I can sleep on it. So, I'm going to say 20 minutes.
Okay, Chris?
Hmm.
Have you been on this ride?
I love the Little Mermaid ride. 35.
See, 15 minutes. So Alex won.
That's a fast moving one. That's the one where you're in the shell, all right?
Yes, you're in the shell.
Yeah, so that's a fast moving ride. That was a rookie guess by me. I love that ride.
Yes, you're in the shell.
Yeah, you're in a shell.
Nemo, you're in a shell too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do the
It's a shell
mover.
Of a ride.
Uh-huh. People mover, which is a good one.
No, it's not.
We're going to go with Chris first.
25 minutes.
Alex?
10.
The answer is going to be 15, so Alex wins that one.
That's one of my favorite rides.
It is, and it's usually pretty quick, always. There's been a couple times we've been on it. What's the max you wait for this ride, Chris?
So this ride, I ride midway through the day or like later towards the evening. So I'd wait pretty long for this because it's just such a nice ride to just kind of get rejuvenated. It's so relaxing. Get that cool breeze, and you also don't have to, you know, it's a long ride, so you get off your feet for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd wait like 30 minutes.
How about you, Alex?
I thought Chris was going to say all that and never answer the question.
I know.
I almost forgot.
Remind me not to go Magic Kingdom with Chris, because we have no overlay in like what we want to do at the park. But
split up and then just meet back at the end of the day.
how many rides you ride, Chris? 4. How many rides, Alex? 7. I wouldn't even wait for it, really. 5, maybe a walk on 5 minutes.
Okay, I would wait 30 minutes for this ride. I think it's really funny how Chris is like, oh, you know something? Speedway garbage ride. I wouldn't go on Speedway, but People Mover. Who go on People Mover?
When I don't have to drive the People Mover,
and you don't get hit in the back.
Yeah. Bike. What do you mean?
And you don't have people yelling, I can't turn right. It just keeps gliding to the left.
And I don't get partial hearing loss in the People Mover either.
Okay. Tea Party. Let's do this. This is the last one. The Mad Hatter's Tea Party. Alex,
I love Mad Hatter's Tea Party. And, you know, the wait time, is it depends on when you get there, because sometimes you have to wait for the whole entire ride sequence, and sometimes you get there right as it's ending, and you're able to kind of almost walk right on. So I'm going to say 10 minutes.
Okay. Chris?
I'm going to say 11 minutes. No, I'm going to say 15. Really? What was it? Was it a walk-on?
Five.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty much walk-on, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to up the score here, see who wins first annual Magic Kingdom wait time ride thing.
This, I think it was pretty close. I think we were pretty neck and neck the whole time. I get a couple, you get a couple.
Yeah. I probably won by a few inches.
Some heavy duty math for doing
it. He's like, don't forget to carry your ones.
Yeah. Turning pages and stuff.
He's doing the algorithm.
They couldn't just, you couldn't have just done tallies on a post-it note.
What is he doing? He's doing so much math.
Well, I'm not doing math, man. I'm counting the score, okay? Alex got 11. Chris, you got 8. That's what you get, Chris. That's what you get.
Yes!
So all Chris right. won. And the cool thing was you can do the other parks, too.
Yeah, we can.
And really, I mean, we can also do like a different day. But I mean, November, I guess, second. Like, I would think any time after Thanksgiving is a great, but well, not Thanksgiving, but any time after Halloween until Thanksgiving. I mean, like a week before Thanksgiving is probably a good time to go to Disney, 100%.
Yeah, we could do this game during a month we know that's busy, like December or during the summer.
Yeah.
You know, wait times are usually crazy those times.
Oh, God, it's the wig. Oh, is Sarah in here too? Oh, we have a bunch of people in here. Okay, guys, so if you're watching me, watching us stream right now, I'm going to go ahead and kind of stop the stream. We're going to do the rest of our show. But if you're interested in ever, you know, kind of coming back and, you know, watching us do live shows every week, all you got to do is join our Patreon for like $2 a month and help support the show. All you got to do is go to dizhiz.com, dizhiz.com, and check us out. You can join in on this every week.
You know, there's nothing better than smelling that Disney smell.
If it's walking into your favorite Disney resort or entering your favorite Disney attraction.
Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line, wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays. To bring your favorite Disney scents to your home, check them out at magicallyscented.com.
Hey guys, want to hear something cool? Do you want to be part of the Goof Troop? Our Goof Troop is the best, and a way to help support the show. You get access to our wonderful giveaways, Discord chat, and you can join for only $2 a month. In our Discord chat, you can interact with the hosts and some of our great members. There are Disney-themed games in our chat, streams from the park, we have a special Spotify playlist. Overall, we just have a lot of fun. You also get access to our live shows, which can sometimes be a little crazy. Once again, help support the show for as low as $2 a month and join the Goof Troop. Just go to dizhiz.com and on top, there's a link. Check us out on Weebie Geeks, a new podcast website where you can find all your favorite geeky content. Just head over to WeebieGeeksPC.com. That's WeebieGeeksPC.com. And listen to all the other awesome podcasts, as well as Diz Is.
Hey, I'm Joe from the Diz Hiz.
And I'm Nick from Sandpiper Vacations.
We will be teaming up to give one of the best travel experiences ever.
I am a travel agent with Sandpiper Vacations. We are able to book any vacation destination around the world, including Disney, cruises, and all-inclusive resorts.
We have been working here at the Diz Hiz to become travel agents. And with our knowledge of the parks, we want to plan the best Disney trip for you.
Using us as a travel agent, we are updated on the latest and greatest information about all of the destinations. We can help save you time, stress, and sometimes some money. Using our services costs you absolutely nothing. It is completely free to you, and we are happy to assist you with giving you more value for your trip.
So if you're looking to book your next Disney trip, go to dizhiz.com. Check out Dizhiz Destinations on the very top.
Check us out streaming on award-winning Disney streaming site Sorcerer Radio on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch us again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sorcerer Radio is an amazing 24/7 Disney radio. Just visit srsounds.com or download the Sorcerer Radio app.
This is Review.
Review. So D plus for this week is Moana, one of my favorite Disney movies of all time. What do you guys think of this movie, Chris?
I love this movie. I don't think it's the best movie in the world, but I love it anyway. It's like the story of the movies. Okay. I wouldn't say okay. It's very good, but it's just not the story isn't like amazing, but the soundtrack is amazing. And that's what so combined with like the characters and the soundtrack, it helps carry this to like elite level status for me. I love this movie. It's very rewatchable.
I agree. Very, very rewatchable. I love the music. I love the story. What do you think, Alex?
I also like this movie a lot. I don't agree with Chris, though. I think the story is just as good as the music, but the music is top tier for sure. And I think, it's just a great movie from beginning to end. It's very rewatchable. I've seen it probably a multitude of times. I imagine any father has who has kids, especially a daughter. And you know what? If my daughter was like, tomorrow, let's watch Moana, I would definitely find myself watching it for a good 15 minutes before I decided to like clean the house or something.
This is one of my intoxicated movies. Like for some reason, whenever I drink too much, I always put on Moana.
Really?
Nice. Yeah, when I'm by myself, I just throw on Moana. It's just like one of those movies.
Dude, I love
it's like
the songs.
When you have a night where you're having some drinks, it's like, you know, at the end of the night, sometimes you just want to sit down and watch a movie. So I go on to, you know, Disney Plus or something. I see Moana. I always have to click it. It's just because you can mindlessly watch it just because the songs are so fun. It's such a funny movie. It's so fun. Who's your guys' favorite character in the movie?
Well, good question. Go ahead, Alex.
Moana. Straight up.
I'm going to say Maui, man. Maui, no. 100%.
No.
How about you, Chris?
I have an unconventional one. So and I saw this in the movie theater. And when they went to Tamatoa's lair and he sang that shiny song, I was laughing so loud in the movie theater because I thought it was the most ridiculous, hilarious thing.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
So Tamatoa has, he's actually, I wouldn't even say he's my favorite character in the movie. He's one of my favorite Disney characters. I think
that's awesome.
I think he's the best.
So later on in this episode, we're going to have Steve come on and we're going to talk about our cruise, right? So I did go on a Disney cruise, went on the Wish, and Tamatoa, when we were going on the Aquamouse, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Aquamouse later on in the show, but there's like a hidden Tamatoa on there. So we were about to go up this, like, you know, up the ride, and the lady who's kind of controlling everything, she was like, look for Tamatoa. Am I saying the name right?
Close enough.
Yeah, Tamatoa. Right? Yeah, Tamatoa.
Yeah. So look for a hidden Tamatoa. So of course, like, I was with my son, and it's like a 2-seater, and we're looking for it everywhere. And we found like Tamatoa, and then we went out again. She was like, look for Nemo. And we looked for Nemo. We found Nemo. I'll talk more about that later on. But Chris, I think that's something that you would like, right?
Oh, yeah,
if you're looking for him, it's like a hidden Tamatoa.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a great character. I wish he got a little.
And
you know, he gets like sneaky recognition and things. Like, you see him on T-shirts and stuff. He's just such a ridiculous character. That whole song is just so funny.
Yeah,
he's like so really evil and like trying, but then he gets distracted by how much he loves himself.
I love when he's like, "Are you trying to get me to talk about myself?
Yeah,
because I will."
It's a great movie because Maui's the same way. Maui's very like self-centered, you know, right? But of course you see the character development at the end. He starts to realize that's probably not the best way to do things. But I guess it's a good movie, great movie. It's one of those, it's a go-to movie for me. I could watch it over and over again. It has a great message. Also the animation is great.
Would you say they're funny. Would you say it's like the best last 10 year princess movie that's came out?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say
that, and Frozen 2 are up there neck and neck with for me.
Moana's way better than Frozen and Frozen 2.
I really like Frozen 2. I don't like Frozen.
The only thing
like
that gets close 2. To it is Tangled.
Tangled wasn't 10 years ago. That was longer than 10 years ago.
Is it really?
Has to be. I think that would probably be like 09.
Yeah, so, 12 years, Steve is saying. I also like, I wouldn't say it's like, I didn't say it was my favorite Disney movie. It's definitely one of my favorites. I think Encanto is better. I would watch Encanto over Moana, right?
Yeah.
But I do like Moana. Oh, Raya is really good too. Man.
I haven't seen Raya yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
Oh, you need to. It's pretty good. Dude, it's a pretty good movie. I would watch that.
I should see it a second time for sure. Or I should say like a third time. But I should see it again after I've watched it initially.
The reason why I haven't seen Raya yet is because Raya and also Luca came with the overwhelmment of all of the content we were getting during COVID. It's like there was just too much because everyone's like, oh, you know what? This is going to release 6 months from now. We're going to put it on Netflix now. You know what? This was going to go in the movie theaters, but we're actually going to put it on Disney Plus. There's just too much. I just got overwhelmed. I got super anxious, and it just does. Like,
you haven't seen Luca?
No, I have not.
Luca is neither so good. I love what?
Yeah.
Really? I need to watch it, I guess.
Are you serious, Joe? You're Italian.
I know, man. I'm sorry. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I need to watch it. But Moana, great movie. If you haven't watched it, you need to stop what you're doing right now. Listening to this podcast.
No. Finish the episode. No. Then go watch it.
No. Stop. No. It'll be fine. Come back and listen to this later. Stop what you're doing. Watch Moana right now.
Hey, this is AJ for the D Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney Plus. Each week, I'll bring you the latest news and rumors, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. And each week, we have a weekly movie club. However, as I'm going to be away for a weekend, between November 7th and November 20th, we'll be watching Big, starring Tom Hanks. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/Discord, and I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms, including the Sorcerer Radio website, at srsounds.com/the D Plus Club, with new episodes every Sunday. See you there.
So, what we did in the world of Disney. Chris, what did you do this week in the world of Disney/news?
So, this week in Disney, I started collecting these. Everybody knows, I think, that I'm a big Pokemon card collector. So, I'm just obsessed with cards in general. And I was on a Whatnot stream, and I found this guy was selling some kind of Star Wars cards. So, I bought a whole box of them, and and they're really, really cool. They're from Japan. So they I don't know how you get them. I really don't. I just know that this guy was selling them. So I did put some pictures up in our Discord. I'm going to give away for anyone who's interested. I don't know if anybody would be interested in these, but I will give away some of my duplicate cards. They're very cool. The art on them are awesome. And then some of the rare ones, I'll put pictures up later. They have like holographic things to them, and they get pretty expensive with the rarity. But the art on them is so cool. And that's why I like these cards to begin with, is just like, because some are actual pictures, some are paintings, some are like, you know, concept art. It's really neat. So I think, let me see who makes them. Weiss Schwarz makes them. So I started collecting those. Don't know what they say because they're all in Japanese. Pictures are really cool. Just brings me back to my childhood when I would just look at pictures in books and not read the text and magazines, which I still do to this day. So I guess that stuck with me. But I did that. And then staying on the same theme of cards, I also played a lot of Marvel Snap.
Me too.
I'm glad you said that because
I have done nothing in Disney other than play Marvel Snap.
Which is fine because it's Disney.
I don't know if you guys, I mean, if you listen to a podcast long enough, maybe you are aware. If you're friends with Joe, then you definitely are aware. He likes to blow things out of proportion to make them seem better than they are. So if Joe tells you something is great, it's good. If he tells you something is amazing, it's pretty good. If he tells you something is fantastic, the best in the world, it's most likely pretty good. But he's been telling me about Marvel Snap because he had early access, so no one can check him on this information, right? No one can be like, Joe, you're saying this is amazing when it's not. He's been telling me and Chris how amazing this game is, and I gotta say, it is actually a really fun game. The things he said, how the games are short, check, the games are short, and that is, I love how short the games are. He loves all the cards, check, all the cards are awesome so far. I'm not even as far as they are. Joe's like, I'm on power level 695, and I'm like, oh, I'm over here on 175. I'll see you in a few months, I guess. But I think it is a very fun game. If you like card games, I recommend it. If you like Disney, it's kind of fun having cards with all the different Disney, Marvel characters all over it.
Definitely not for everyone, I think it's safe to say. Definitely not for everyone.
No, you gotta, if you have the mindset.
If you like chess, you like strategic games, it's definitely for you. I like a lot of things, man. That's fine. You know, I can go ahead and say things are good. I mean, I don't understand why, but it is a good game. I definitely enjoy it. I've been playing a lot of it. I am pretty high level. You know, I played Hearthstone, like I've mentioned before. So this kind of stuff comes like natural. I'm aware of what's going on. I think it's starting to get cool. I can see what cards are being played, and I recognize what deck it's going to be or type of deck it's going to be. Like if they're starting to play like a little. And one energy cards, I know it's gonna be like a kazoo deck. Uh-huh. And I think that's a lot of fun. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of that game too. Chris, did you do anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, how about you, Alex? Did you do anything else except for Marvel Snap?
No, that's it. I mean, we've watched some Disney, but really, that's about it.
Did you do anything in the world of Disney this week, Joe?
No, I didn't do anything. Actually, we have Steve, pretty much our first Patreon member, for like 4 years. You know, I got to meet up with Steve on the Disney Wish, and it was so much fun. Steve, how you doing today, Steve?
Oh, doing good.
You just got back when? Like yesterday from Florida?
Last night about 10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, and so Steve and I, we got to go into Wish together, and it was rated from a 1 to 10, Steve. No pressure, man.
The ship itself or the whole cruise?
Well, meeting me. The show.
Oh, meeting you? 3 out of 10.
Well, listen, I was going to give you 2 out of 10, so we're okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. But we had a blast, man. Like, I had such a good time, you know, actually meeting you in person. I feel like we've been meeting together once a week for the last, like, 4 years, you know, especially, like, in chat and everything that we've been through. So it was a great time, you know, hanging out in person and just having fun, right? Because that's what we did. Like, I feel like, I don't know about you, but we had a lot of fun, right?
Oh, yeah, we had a blast. There was nothing not fun about it.
Yeah.
Aside from the motion sickness on the way back. So I still feel like I'm on the sea right now.
Did you get motion sickness?
On the last day, yeah.
Yeah, that last day, man. Because usually on the first day and on the last day, they're like the boats are booking it to where we need to go, yeah. Right? Usually the 2 days beforehand, you know, we're either at NASA, and then we're at Castaway. Those are like super close to each other, so there's like a lot of time, you know. But on the way there, they're like booking it. On the way back, for sure. They were booking it. I definitely felt it in the middle of the night. But that's fine. But yeah, we're gonna talk a little bit about it. Like, this is my Wish is a brand new ship. I've been on all the ships, so this is I'm gonna kind of compare it to the other ships, and we can talk more about it when Jen also gets back. You know, I know she kind of talked about she wanted the Wish maybe like a month ago. And this, Steve, this is your first Disney cruise, correct?
It's my first cruise ever.
First cruise ever, and I feel so honored that his first cruise ever was with me. Right?
You've been hyping it up since I don't know, your like 38th birthday. And you're like, on my 40th, we're gonna go. So I had to do it.
So I've been hyping it up, right? Was it worth the hype? What do you think? Was I right? Is this like a Marvel Snap type experience? What do you think, Steve?
Absolutely, definitely worth the hype. It was phenomenal. It was just such a great experience overall. There was some things that not my thing, but overall, it was amazing and definitely. I don't think I could do another cruise besides a Disney cruise.
That's what people always say. Like, once you go on a Disney cruise, you say you can't go on a different cruise. Besides hanging out with me, what was your favorite part of the ship? I mean, favorite part of the cruise?
Hanging out with my wife, but, you know, because she's going to listen to this episode, so I had to put that in there.
And Courtney, man, I had so much fun with Courtney, too. Both you guys, like, we had a blast. Like, wherever we were hanging out, we had so much fun.
Yeah.
But what was your favorite part?
All the food was just phenomenal. Even so, you know, we had some really nice dinners, and we had brunch Apollo, which was amazing. But even like the food on the deck, like they had barbecue, and they had like a Chipotle sort of stand. All that was fantastic. You know, and just again, all you could eat. I'm pretty sure I gained like 15 pounds over the course of 3 days. But yeah, and then there's just so many different things to go see. We went to pretty much every lounge that there was. We went to like Hyperspace Lounge, which is the Star Wars themed one, the Bayou. We went to a piano bar. Just everything in there was just amazingly themed and just super fun. And the cast members are just incredible. Like, I'm not sure if it's because I went multiple times, but these guys were like, "Hey, Steve," when I came back. So I don't know if it was they're really good at their jobs or. I was going there too much. Who knows?
Who was that one guy at the bar there?
Oh man, I forgot his name. But he was also the guy at the bar at Castaway Key as well.
Yep.
I don't remember his name.
But he recognized you. And you, say? You were like, I'm not sure if that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's a good thing that that they recognize me. But hey, that's okay.
Yeah. But it was great. You know, I'm going to compare it to other ships. They're, like Steve was saying, there's like a lot of stuff there. And I felt like this is my favorite ship, right? There's some things I don't like about it, but, you know, there's been a lot of bad things people are kind of saying about it. I don't think a lot of the stuff that people are saying about it that's bad, like that's kind of hard to navigate through the ship. I don't think it's very hard to navigate through the ship. I really like how it seems to me. You think it is, Steve? You think it's hard to navigate? Yeah.
Couldn't remember which side was the front side, which side was the back side. So like every 10 seconds I had to stop, like look at a map. I had a really, really hard time
but
with that.
Do you feel like everything was in the middle of the ship, though? Like not knowing where you were at, I felt like most of the stuff was like in the middle of the ship. Like all the restaurants up top were in the middle. And on the other ships, it's a little bit different, right? And I feel like it's more spread out. I feel like everything's more compact together on this ship, which makes things almost worse in a way. It can make things worse because everything's so compact. They're trying to fit a lot more into a smaller area. So there's not a lot of room to move around in a way, right?
Yeah, I'd agree.
But there's more, which is cool. Just like you mentioned about like the food up top. The food, there's like a barbecue place like Steve mentioned. There's like a burrito type place like Steve mentioned. They don't have those on the other ships, right? There's more to eat on the top on this ship. The food's delicious, but because they're trying to fit in so much, there's not a lot of room. There's less room to walk in a way, right?
Yep.
Which is fine. Also on the other ships, they have cabanas, and that's kind of like the all you can eat buffet type of place, right? This one's like Marcel's Market or something. Marceline's Market. I like this one a little bit better. And the reason why I like it a little bit better, it's a little fancier. I feel like, on the other cabanas, you know, in the other ships, it's kind of like just a place where you kind of go eat, you know, this is like themed really well, which I really like. I don't think it's fancier than cabanas, like the food type stuff, but it feels fancier because of the theming inside of it. So there's that. That's because there's more food to eat. This is probably my favorite ship.
I'd agree. The only downside about the food was there was a very long line for the ice cream almost every time I went to go get some. So
was it really?
Oh yes, huge line most of the time. I was trying to beat Joe, and I was like, all right, I got one ice cream, and then I was like, ah, oh, now this is a 30-minute wait for another one, so I got to get back in line.
So Steve, would you say this was your favorite ship?
Of all the ships I've ever been on, yes, this is my favorite. Wow. Ship.
Wow. He's never been on any other ship, Chris.
That's the joke.
I know, that's the joke. Yeah.
Well, oh, Chris, you were making a joke? I thought you just were unaware.
And, you know, Steve brought up the ice cream, right? And on this ship, there's someone kind of serving you the ice cream. On the other ships, it's self-serve. So you go up, you make you can do your own type of ice cream. This one, there's someone there, and they're, you know, they're making
it. Is that a COVID thing, Joe?
You know, I don't think so, because it was a COVID thing on the other ships.
Right. Royal Caribbean, so another ship, they did that because of COVID.
But this one is like its own. It's like you can't. It's behind a counter. So like the ice cream stations are behind a counter. So I'm not sure if it is a COVID thing or something that was meant to do.
Yeah. And actually, to touch on that. So on Castaway Cay, the ice cream machines were self-serve, but on the ship, they were, you know, someone was serving you. So I don't think it's a COVID thing. I think it was just that's how they designed it sort of thing.
You think if Disney didn't have to pay someone, they would, you know what I mean? Like they wouldn't. Kind of funny.
Yeah, it's true. That's kind of interesting because I feel like those people were probably needed in other areas.
Right.
And there was always they had a couple people who were at the ice cream station. There's always one girl that kind of hooked you up. Like she gave you more ice cream than the other person. She was better at doing the ice cream like thing. I'm trying to think what else we did. You saw Aladdin, Steve, but only a little bit of it. But we both watched Little Mermaid together, right?
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah, a great show. What was your favorite part of the show, Steve?
The actress that played Little Mermaid, just her voice was fantastic. And she also was. Ursula. She was a great Ursula. Her voice was fantastic, and just her acting and her over the top. I mean, you're far away from the stage, so you have to be over the top, and she nailed it, and it was great. It's unforgettable.
Yeah, definitely Little Mermaid. The actress who played Little Mermaid was a great voice. Let's talk about this, okay? Little Mermaid, we were, Steve was there as a witness, okay? It was my birthday, 40th birthday. I was asking people how old I looked, right? The second person I asked, uh-huh. It was his birthday too.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
I know, man. He was turning 70, right? I'm turning 40. He's turning 70. Mm-hmm. We sat there and talked. I'm pretty sure it was me from the future.
Oh, definitely was. It looked just like
me. Yeah. It did look a little bit like me, you know, a little bit more gray, you know, but I'm pretty sure that was me from the future. But still, it was pretty cool. And by the way, both people said I was like 35, 36, not 40.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. That morning, we got to go to Paulo, and Steve mentioned Paulo. I hyped up Paulo. I always hype up Paulo. What'd you think of that, Steve?
Oh, the food there was phenomenal. The service was incredible. It's just, it's great. The only thing, you hyped up that lasagna so much. And I was like, oh, I'm so looking forward to this. And I have to say, my wife makes a better lasagna than that.
Oh, one. Snap.
It was Disney. It was good. It was good.
Oh, it was good.
It wasn't. So Steve, it wasn't so you, quite there.
Okay, hold on one second. So Courtney's listening, right? Next time you guys, now what you did is put her on the spot, right? Because now I'm going to have to try one of her lasagna. She's going to have to make a lasagna, and I'm going to have to try it. If it's better than if it's better than Paolo lasagna, 100%, I need to go ahead and try this lasagna, Steve. And Courtney, if you're listening.
Next time we're in Florida.
Or next time I'm in Texas, I might come to Texas.
There you go.
And I'm going to just come to Texas to try this lasagna.
What kind of food is Paolo supposed to have? Like, what's the theming of Paolo? I don't know.
Italy. Italy? Like from Italy. Like Italian. Yeah. So, and Steve, I asked you a question. You were going into eating this lasagna and you were stuffed. Do you think maybe that played a part in it?
That could have been it. Yeah. Because I did have an ice cream cone walking into Paolo.
Terrible idea.
Yeah. And then there was a bunch of bread and then a bunch of appetizers. And I mean, it may have played a part, but again, like I can just eat and eat. And it was good. It wasn't worth me stuffing myself. So it's like, I'm going to eat half a bit. I'm good. Like Courtney can make a whole pan. I'll eat the whole pan of lasagna. So that's how good it is. This.
But Paolo was great. I told some people about, well, Steve was talking to some people on the cruise ship about our show. So I'm going to mention them. We were watching the Phillies play the Astros for a little bit the first night on the boat.
Who won?
That night it was the Astros won.
Okay.
Oh, no. The Phillies won. Phillies won that night. Okay. They came back and
so
won.
You were pretty excited then, yeah.
Whatever. I wasn't really watching. I was talking, trying to make friends. So we met these two people. Guess where they are from? Guess where they were from, Chris?
Were they from Philly?
They were from Philly, right by New Jersey.
Oh, really?
So we were talking about Cherry Hill, and they knew where Cherry Hill was. We were talking about you a little bit, right?
Oh, that's so funny.
Of course, they're Philly fans. So we were talking to them for a long time. That was a lot of fun. So hopefully, cool. If they're listening right now, because we told them to listen, we're talking about you. You're famous now.
Whatever your names are.
How about that?
We don't know their names. But it was fun, though. And then also, I want to talk about Steve. We were talking about this earlier before the show, right? Is that Steve can be sitting somewhere. There can be 100 chairs. There can be 100 chairs around. Empty. That a person's going to find a spot right next to Steve. Doesn't matter how many chairs are empty. They're just going to come sit right next to Steve.
Oh, you're
and
like
it
that?
Happened multiple times.
I have yeah, this. It was, my wife it has the same thing in cars and parking lots.
Yeah, we're sitting on the deck kind of midday that they had a movie on, and you know, I just kind of came sat next to Joe and his wife and his son, and we're kind of watching the movie, and this kid comes, sits right next to me, just like, there's a thousand other seats here, like, what are you doing? And then, like, very shortly after that, another kid comes and, like, stands on my feet. I'm like,
that's my seat.
Like, I don't know what it is, but like people just want to be around me, and I'm not sure why.
You're a fun guy, man. You're a fun guy, Steve. And,
well, thank
you, know,
you are as well.
Thank you. The kid was standing right on his shoe. It wasn't like the thing was this: is he wasn't standing on his shoe and was like, "Oh, I'm standing on someone's foot." He sat there. was on his foot for like 10 seconds, and Steve's like, "Dude, that's my foot, man! Like that, you're on my foot." And I'm like just sitting there laughing. That's funny too. What were you watching? We were watching.
I think it was Tangled.
Oh yeah, it was the end of Tangled.
I think it was Tangled, yeah.
Yeah, and then Steve, they actually got to go Castaway Cay. They were on Castaway Cay for like the full day, right? We did the Stingray. Oh, we did it together. We did the Stingray
excursion. Yeah, we did the Stingray
adventure
together.
What'd you think of that?
Not my thing. My wife loved it, but every time they touched me, I was like, "Oh no, get away!" So I wouldn't do it again. But
no,
she enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it again. This is our second time doing it. We really like it. One of the stingrays was pregnant, and the pregnant stingray came up on our like little thing, and we kind of got to see a little bit of the baby stingrays. I wasn't really sure what I was looking at, but he's like, "Oh, look at the little baby stingrays," and they're the pups. That was kind of cool. But we didn't go ahead and stay. We actually went back. We did the stingray excursion and went back on the boat. There was like 10 people on the boat, so we got to enjoy the boat pretty much all to ourselves. And I got to ride the Aquamouse like a million times with my son, which was great. Love the Aquamouse. Steve, did you get to ride the Aquamouse or no?
No, we waited in line for it at one point, but it started raining and it got really, really cold when it was raining. So I was like, I don't I don't want to be out here in the cold. So we were like 10 people from the front. We hopped out of line. So didn't get to ride it at all.
Yeah, but that's fine because there's been like long waits for that. Like I said, we were there and it was like no waits. We got off and pretty much got right back on. I highly enjoyed that. But yeah, overall, the ship was really awesome.
That's awesome.
Steve, did we miss anything?
Not that I can think of. Although it was a very long few days.
Yeah.
It
was fun though. And we know we got to eat dinner together every night, which was a lot of fun. The Marvel restaurant was great. I thought it was great. We got to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. What'd you think of the Marvel restaurant, Steve?
Oh, the food was fantastic, but the theming was even better. Like it was so great. Just the fact that Ant-Man and the Wasp were just kind of walking through and they had this whole thing with the light show on your table. And
oh, really?
It was fantastic. And I don't remember what the thing was called. Was it like the Quantum Core? I don't know. There was a thing on the table that like lit up and like kind of did a whole thing with the whole show. The same like quantum, whatever it is.
That's awesome.
Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on and talking about the cruise with us. And thanks for being a Patreon member and a longtime supporter of the show.
Yes, thank you.
And looking forward to hanging out again, man. Looking forward to kind of getting together, just having fun. So hopefully we got to get together with like more people, have Chris and Ryan's and Adam with us and Tara. So Jared. So hopefully sometime soon we can kind of get that going. But once again, Steve, thanks for coming on and talking about the ship with us.
Absolutely. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, man. Next week in Disney, we're going to be doing California Grill.
I can't wait.
So that's the Wait Times game show. I'm Joe.
I'm Alex.
I'm Chris.
Thanks for listening and have a magical week. Please follow us on all social media by searching DizHiz65. Share us and subscribe to our podcast to get the latest show when it is available. If you want to help us out, get tips, get your memories shared on the podcast, see pictures and videos of what we are up to at the parks, join our goof troop on patreon.com and search for DizHiz.